We're dealing with a couple of items this morning. Number one, Craig Miller was listed as either questionable or doubtful going into today's show because of laryngitis. So let's give Junior a chance to test out the voice here at 5:36 on the ticket.
Good morning.
Sounds good.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. Good morning, Dallas-Fort Worth.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Sounds a little different, just a little deeper and froggy.
I'm happy to be with you today.
We're happy to have you.
And I'm looking forward to a good show.
Good Lord, you got deep voice.
And I'm looking forward to a good show.
You kind of sound like Bochy.
Oh, yeah, we do.
So yesterday at 3 p.m., I could not speak.
Nothing came out.
Nothing came out. By last night, it was a little better than this. And I woke up and it was almost completely gone. But I've been drinking tea and coffee, and I decided to come in, and we'll just see how long it lasts. It might only make it to 6.
Yeah.
But it might, it might make it to 10.
Boy, that's rough. That's wild that you had the vid a couple of weeks ago. My sister went through the same thing. She had COVID, and then like a week later, she had the same thing. She had laryngitis. I don't know if it was the same head cold that you got or whatever, but yeah, she went through the same thing, and she went through about 2 or 3 days where she could not talk.
I've had a ridiculous 3 weeks. COVID, horrific head cold, and now laryngitis out of the head cold.
That's a lot.
I'm not doing well. And I appreciate you guys visiting me.
Hopefully they keep you comfortable, pal.
Yeah, I tell you what, we brought you some,
is there anything
some
we can
crackers
do?
And soup, and we're just going to mosey on out.
Yeah,
and
we're going to get going.
No,
let you
please,
rest.
Can no, you please stay?
No, I think they're ready to give you your bath.
No, they're abusing me here. Please stay.
Well, they're pretty nice. I think they're pretty nice.
No, they're not. Yeah. When you leave, they hit me.
Oh, no, okay, though.
Gosh.
That's okay. They know best.
Okay.
I'm just trying to help your voice.
When you leave, they hit me. That's the name of your autobiography.
What a disturbing twist that took.
Well, thank you guys for visiting.
Yeah, but, we got your TV on, so I think we're good. And
so here's the conundrum, because last night we had Rich Phillips ready on standby to fill in for me. And I told Kat, well, what if I wake up and I have, a good voice? And then Rich comes in, and I'm just sitting at home with a good voice and all sorts of HSOs. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know what to tell him. And he said, no, we have to tell Rich tonight. He has to know tonight. I was like, well, let's just cross our fingers and maybe I'll have a good voice. But maybe
Maybe I made
the wrong call.
No, you're nailing it.
Yeah. It's up to you. Personally, I feel like you need just a day of nothing.
Yeah.
And I know you had a couple of days like that over the weekend where you didn't feel well, but, doing the show yesterday, and it's not as if we do like a 45-minute show. It's 4.5 hours. That's a lot on your voice.
You know, it was the last hour that killed me. If we had stopped at 9, I think I would have been okay today, but I noticed throughout the 9 o'clock hour my voice going, and in crosstalk, it was like really going.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't even close the show.
Yeah.
I've always found, though, that when I come in and my voice is like that, because I have that every, once a year, it seems
like. We all get it. Yeah.
Then my voice gets stronger throughout the morning.
That's what I was hoping.
Yeah. I'll wake up and go, there's no way I can do the show. And then I come in and do the show, and I start talking, and it seems to get stronger as you go along. So hopefully that'll
maybe yours
be the
will.
Case.
Maybe you'll hit your stride here. When we start talking about Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I feel like my voice right now is at about 97%. But maybe by 6 it'll be at 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as you don't try to shout,
Yeah. Did I say 97%?
Yeah.
I meant 9%?
I meant 7%.
9.7%.
But at any point, this is a beating to you and or the listeners. You have to tell me to leave.
No, it's just, okay, buddy.
It's all right. You're doing good. No, you're doing good.
No, speaking of,
just to get a pillow and
speaking of beatings, that's what they're doing to me.
No,
here.
So
will you please
weird.
Put a pillow over
no,
my
they
face?
Look nice. No, they terrible. Look really nice.
They're
we're going to get out of here.
Not, they're bad people.
They can do their thing to you, buddy.
They're bad people. They don't feed me.
No, they're fine.
Okay.
Please
stop.
Stay.
Stop it. That sounds so awful with that voice. It really sells the dark plot that he's trying to throw out early this morning.
This is a torture chamber.
Stop it.
When you leave, they beat me.
Okay.
They do.
No. Stop it.
Yeah. We've seen it on the little camera we've set up, but, you know, we just assume they know what's going on. They
plus,
know
it's almost
happening.
Deer season, so we got to take that camera
take
somewhere
care.
Else. So.
Take care, man. No, fair enough.
You take all kinds of care.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
So what have you been drinking, like tea, water? I told you to drink water. That was Pat Green's advice. He
tons,
says that's what he always does.
Tons of water, tons of tea.
Yeah. A little honey in there.
Yeah, honey, lots of lozenges, gargling salt water, you name it. Soup. This is ridiculous.
It's great. It's great.
Yeah. Maybe we ought to get Rich in the bullpen warming up.
Rich.
I mean, if he's
throwing out some NASCAR there he is warming up.
He's idling.
If Rich, if you're listening, you can come in.
Start throwing some pitches. See what you got, and then, come on in.
I can give him all my HSOs via Morse code, and he could just relay them.
Yeah, just give him the game plan.
Or just text them to him. Or
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a phone.
Email.
Although they took it from me here.
Okay.
So they can't record.
Can't keep going
you
back
can't
to that.
What they're doing.
I can't call 911.
Yeah, I don't know.
They don't feed me, and they beat me. What?
It's all true.
It's not funny.
It's all true.
No, it's not funny. It's
stop.
Just truth.
I'm going to have a lozenge right now.
All
right.
See,
pal.
And I've always told, too, you got to be careful what sort of lozenge you use.
Oh,
what?
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you hear that from?
People. That some really don't. I mean, some may soothe your throat a little bit.
What do you think of that?
It says throat care. They feels put it on the label unless it cared for your throat.
Yeah, I know. But as far as it relates to your voice, I don't know if those really do much for you.
What does it say?
Yeah, it's got that. It's got a liquid center in it and extra menthol.
Extra menthol.
So, I don't know. And I think once you get to the point where you are, it's there's not much that can help you.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well,
I'll take it out. Put it right there.
Well, no. I'm just no. Keep it in if it helps. I mean, I don't know.
That was the only sustenance he's had in a week.
That's true.
Because they haven't fed him here.
Okay, let's reset, and we can't go back to that bit.
Why?
We just can't. So stop.
You want us to wheel you by the window before we leave? Or
yes,
like
please,
that?
So I can jump out.
Gosh. Oh man,
he's in a wheelchair.
Oh man, just not scoring.
Thank
here.
You, Mino, for keeping us up to date there. All right. Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to tough it out? Or are you going to? I think you ought to go get in bed. That's my vote.
I think you ought to tough it out. It's fun. It's an adventure.
But it's up to you.
But I'm afraid it's a beating. For the P1.
No, we're having fun with it.
Well,
no.
Not by 8 o'clock.
Yes, by 8 o'clock it's funny.
Uh-oh.
Hey, listen, pal, don't strain yourself,
please,
buddy.
Please don't go.
You may go into wheeze laugh, too.
Please don't go.
You want us to ram your head into the wall before we leave?
Please.
Okay, more of this amazing stuff next. All right, as we do the show this morning from Starship Express on one Highway 161 in Mayfield Road, we're trying to make a personnel decision on what to do with Junior. I think the plan is now he's going to stay with us through 6:10, and then we'll make a call because he has red-hot sports opinions on the 49ers and Jets.
Red
we don't
hot.
Want to miss.
two of them you won't be able to handle.
Okay.
Can't wait.
And then after that, you may have to take a knee, or you may just keep going.
That's right.
We don't know which way it's going to go. I feel for you, and I feel like all this is going to move from where it is right now into your chest, because I heard just a hint of wheeze laugh.
And oh, no.
Sounds like we may get, I don't know, maybe a couple of weeks of wheeze laugh out of you. This will be great.
I hope not. I mean, it could be funny, yes. I feel, you know, in terms of my human body, I feel pretty normal.
Yeah.
I've got some congestion still that's beating me down, but I don't feel as bad as I did 3 days ago.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a fever since Saturday. And I'm back to, like, physically, I feel 100%. It's just, I sound like I'm at about 10%.
Yeah, just all settled right there in your vocal cords. Have you ever had the friend that would call up work and sound like you do with effect, and then really probably wasn't that sick, you know, but would put on their best sick voice when they would call up? I know for a fact that we've worked with people like that through the years, but yeah, there's no effect on your voice right now. It's like they try to sound as sick as possible when they call up to work to try to get out for a day or two.
Well, I texted our boss to see what he thought. Oh, he finally texted me back.
Oh, no.
So please stop talking to me.
I said, is this unlistenable? He said, it's not unlistenable. It's like Rest Home Junior, LOL. But do people want to hear Rest Home Junior?
Sure they do.
4.5 hours.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, guys.
As long as we don't go down that dark path again.
What's the dark path?
You know what it is.